My hug is my bandage. This is Dr. Herbert O'Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with meditation. My hug is my bandage. I'm called upon every day to work with people who have hurts. They have hurts in their heart. They have hurts on their body. They have hurts in their affairs. They have hurts everywhere. And we all do. And as I'm called upon to work with people who have hurts, one of the first things I do is to give them a hug. To let them know that I really care. Let them know that they're talking to someone who knows what it's all about and says, that's okay, I'm here. I'm here with you now, and now let's talk about it. Now, the tendency is to talk about the hurt. Talk about the wound, you know, that bleeding, terrible wound there. And I say, no, let's wash it off, clean it up, put an antiseptic on it, and then put a bandage on it. Now, we oftentimes wonder what the bandage is for. Well, now, the bandage is to keep the dirt off. The bandage is to keep off any bugs or anything that might be bad for us. But the bandage is more than that. If you ever think about it, a bandage is a cover-up. It's a hider. It hides the wound so you don't see how bad or how unimportant it is. You don't think about it. You cover it up, and then it is gone. Now, if your bandage doesn't hang on properly, then you ought to rethink your bandage. Rethink how you're going to put that bandage on. Because if your bandage is causing you to remember the wound all the time, if it's causing you to think about the wound because it's irritating you, then it needs to have attention. Now, a big hug never brings attention to the wound. A big hug brings attention to happiness, brings attention to the feeling of joy, brings attention to the feeling of somebody else cares. It brings the attention to the feeling that someone else is putting their mental apparatus, their mental thinking system, on my behalf for my wholeness and purity and perfection and goodness and all that. Now, how do you do that? How do you use a hug as a bandage? Well, a little child comes to its mother and says, Mommy, I scraped my knee. And if the mother is busy or if the little child wants to get out and play some more, the mother says, come over here. And she gives the bruise a kiss and says, there you go, all's well now. And the kid goes running out and playing. Now, the injury may be major or minor. It all depends. And, of course, you treat it accordingly. But most injuries are minor. And so you just say, kiss, go play. And they go and play. No untoward thing takes place with that injury at all, because it is not treated as something that needs to have some bother. Now, most of the time, we treat our injuries with too much attention. We treat them with attention and we say, oh dear, you know, now is this going to be a couple of days before it heals, or it's going to be a week before it heals, or it's going to be a month or a year, ha-ha, and we name it and claim it. And then we go around telling other people that this is going to take time to heal, it's going to take time for this to happen. And then we wear our red badge of courage with that Band-Aid on top of wherever our wound is, and if the wound doesn't show, we lift up our skirt or our blouse and we say, here on my tummy, see that wound? That I got scratched. I did whatever stupid thing I did, you know. And we got to show it off. We've got to get attention to the wound. Now, if a little child put attention to every little wound that it had, it could be in a lot of trouble. But if the mother teaches the child wisely, there, all's okay. You're whole and perfect. Now, go and play. Or if the mother says, I'm going to wash that off and put a bandage on, and then you can go and play and show everybody your bandage. Well, now, you see, she didn't say, show everybody your wound. She said, go show everybody your bandage, because you're healing. You don't want to draw attention to the healing that's taking place. That's done under the bandage, you might say, or that's done sort of invisibly. Nobody knows that it's happening. It's a hug that was the bandage, and the hug was sort of invisible for later on when people see the wound and they say, oh, you cut yourself. Yeah, oh, so what, you know. And on you go, on your way. My hug is my bandage. When I talk to people, when I do anything with people, and they come and tell me their problems, immediately I take out the hug. And I say, there, there, there. Have some of my energy. Oh, now you feel just fantastic. You feel just glorious. Now, just forget all about it. How can I forget about it? It's so terrible. How can I forget about it? It's so unhappy. What can I do? And you just don't know what to do. So you just take it and flow with it and go with it and don't let it bother you. You don't let it disturb you in the slightest because it's not necessary in your world. Now, we all have that privilege. We all have that opportunity. We all have that experience to know that these things do not need to be anything active in our world. They do not have to be anything in our world that touch us or that uphold us or make us unhappy or happy or anything else like that. We just are totally free from it, absolutely free from it, and it has nothing to do with that whatsoever. And this is what makes the world go around. This is what makes everything so important for us. Nothing in the world makes any difference at all. It makes no difference at all. It makes no difference at all under any circumstance, and we are free of it. And how wonderful that is. Life is like that too. We are free of all these things in life that give us a bit of a start, that give us a bit of a call, and we think, golly Moses, that hurts. Oh my goodness, that's painful. Oh, what am I going to do? And then all the attention that we give it, all of the awareness that we give it, brings it to our mind again and again and again and again. And the first thing that happens is everybody else is sick and tired of your bandage. Everybody else is sick and tired of your wanting attention to your wound. The little children, if they're taught by their parents to go around and show their wound to everybody, go show Auntie Mame your wound. Go show your dad your wound. Go show. No. A wound is something that you show nobody. If they see it, they see it. If they don't see it, they don't see it. But you don't go around showing it because you don't go bring attention to the wound. You bring attention to the fact that, hey, I fell down and I got up immediately and I feel wonderful. I feel fantastic. I'm untouched. I'm untouched. I'm untouched. I'm untouched. And that's what a hug does. A hug diverts your attention from the outer experience, the inner experience, whatever the wound was, and puts it onto the fact that you're being loved. And that love wipes out all wounds, wipes out all healing, wipes out all attention to that which takes time to take place. My hug is my bandage. And I put my hug on myself if I ever need it. And I hug myself and I say, I'm whole and perfect, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious. Oh, so silliness. No, it's not silly. That's a cause. A positive, beautiful, wonderful cause that's put in motion, and it brings about a positive, beautiful, wonderful response. And it's just exactly who and what and where and why we are. Now, are you ready to have that cause be evident in your world? Are you ready to use a hug as your bandage? Are you ready? Well, you can hug yourself. I think that's a big deal. we don't hug ourselves enough. We don't hug ourselves enough. And I say this oftentimes in seminars. I say, now hug yourself. Put your arms around yourself and snuggle. Reach as far around as you can get. Huggle as much as yourself as you can get. Huggle your legs, your feet, your arms, your body, your tummy, your head, your whatever. Huggle it all and say, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole. I love you, I love you. Oh, what a wonderful bandage we put on our being. Now, we may not need a bandage. We may not need a cover-up for some injury we have or some unhappy. But we always can use more bandages, more huggles. We can always use more awareness that we like ourselves. We can always use more understanding that we are beautiful people, we are wonderful people, we are fantastic people, we are glorious people. And a hug says just that. And when you hug yourself, before you go to bed at night, do you start with your toes and work your way all the way up to the tippy top of your head and say, I like me, I like me, I like me. Don't say I love me. I love me is okay. But say I like me. Because I like my body just the way it is. I like me just the way I am. But you don't say just the way I am, because that might mean that there's something wrong. So I like me. I like me. And I hug my toes. And I hug my feet. And I hug my ankles. And I hug my legs. I go right on up to the top. And I hug every inch of me. And I say, I like me, I like me, I like me, yoo-hoo, I like me. You say, what a silly thing to do. Well, I tell you, anyone that I've ever encouraged enough to do it and who has done it can tell you, hugging yourself and saying, I like me, is the greatest healing agent in the universe. And whereas you may have had a hurt or a feeling before, by the time you get done with bandaging yourself with I like me's and hugs and feeling good, you no longer have any illness at all. You no longer have any hurt. You no longer have anything that needs to be covered by a bandage. You are completely surrounded, enfolded, uplifted, beholded in the bandage of love. And how wonderful that is. It's something only you can do for yourself. I can hug you and I love you, but you sort of only get a little bit. When you hug yourself and you love yourself and you say, I like me, and you give yourself a bandage of hugs, then you are giving yourself 100% of you saying, hey, I'm perfect, I'm wonderful, I'm fantastic, I'm glorious, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, I'm whole and perfect, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful, I'm wonderful. Wow-wee! You see, that's a bandage of love. That's a bandage of a hug of love that does such wonderful things for us that we can never even realize, never begin to realize how magical and how marvelous and how exciting it is. But we can practice it. We can practice it every day of our life. So it becomes such a glorious habit. We get out of bed in the morning and we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. We hug ourselves and we snuggle ourselves and we massage ourselves. And we say, what a great body I have. Wowee! And then we go about our day. We had our huggle of love. And before we go to bed at night, we stand or sit at the edge of our bed, and looking in the mirror is a good idea too. And we see our naked body and we say, what a wonderful body, what a beautiful body. Wow, what a good creator I am. Every organ, action, function of my body is wonderful. And we hug it and snuggle it and massage it and tell our whole body, you're wonderful, you're wonderful, you're wonderful. Yes. And our body says back to us, thank you. Something was hiding me for a little while there, but it's not hiding anymore. I'm out in the open. I am being loved, and I am loving being loved. Oh, what a wonderful way to go, and how wonderful to feel being loved is all that it is. Today, give yourself a bandage of love. Hug yourself. Hug yourself over your entire body, your mind, your soul, your community, your family, your job, whatever you do, whoever you are, wherever you are, hug it all mentally and say, "You're wonderful. I like you. I like you. I like you. I like me." And watch the miracle take place in your life that says, "All is good and very good, and all is wonderful and very wonderful." Because that's all it takes. Really, that's all it takes. So claim it and love it and live it and delight in it and know that you are that right now. Huggle yourself with your bandage of love and know that it works. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay. I like you. I like you. I like you. Okay? I like me. I like me. I like me.